Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Michael Welch, speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
FM broadcast from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnebuck, Manitowabi. We acknowledge these are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishininu, Aninawak, Nahethoak, Ocheti Shikoe, Dakota Oyate, and Métis people. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 40 First Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing.
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, making soggy friends since 2006. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
CKUW is supported by Into the Music, 245 McDermott, your best source for quality vinyl and collectible music. IntoTheMusic.ca.
You know, sometimes you've just got to hear something more than once. Well, you're in luck. Groundswell Radio is on CKUW, 2 p.m. on Mondays, then again the following Sunday at 4 p.m. The best new concert music from Winnipeg and around the world, right here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, and thanks for listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. It's Kits Temple here in the Temple Tent Revival. If anybody did phone, I might have missed it. I didn't have my eyes on the blinker. But we are giving books away here today. It's 204-774-6877. If anyone would like that hardcover biography of Judy Collins. And we've also got some books here for Earth Day, which is coming up in about 11 days' time. This one is In Our Backyard, Kiask and the Legacy of Hydroelectric Development, edited by M.A. Craft and Jill Blakely. And this is a University of Manitoba Press book with a cover price of $31.95. It's brand new. It was published in 2022 in our backyard. Kiask and the legacy of hydroelectric development. Here's a poem by Ovid Mercredi right at the beginning of the book, and it is Poetry Month. Maybe I should read you this poem. We should put some music on the background if we're going to do something like that. Hey, we got something here. Let's go back to something instrumental. I'm going to read a poem by Ovid Mercredi. And in the background, we've got a little bit of Wynton Marsalis. This poem is called Names. I live near a river. It flows by my home. As a child, we played together, I running along its shore. You know what? Start this over again, because I've had an inspired idea. I would like to, just return to here. We had this on a moment ago. Let's bring them back. Northern Cree. This is Earth Angel. Can you hear it? A little bit, eh? Why not? Oh, that's why.
Earth Angel, now you're mine until the end of time.
Names. I live near a river. It flows by my home. As a child, we played together, I running along its shore. It rushing by me swiftly, we knew each other by name. It shared its water with me for drinking, bathing, and swimming. It carried me from place to place. The river still flows by my home. It still knows my name, even though it's not the same. A hydro dam came to stop us. I, from living my people's way, it from flowing freely as before. I lived near the Missipawistic, a Grand Rapids along the Saskatchewan. Missipawistic, a Grand Rapids. Along the Saskatchewan, too powerful and great for its own good, was taken advantage of for progress, like my people. And their culture, too. And now the Missipawistic is strangely silent. The crackle of electricity replaced its voice, just as the cackle of hydro money and bosses have drowned our traditional ways and lands. The river and my people are not the same. Many changes have come. In infamy, I cannot drink from the river no more. You cannot hunt on land underwater. We both miss the roaring Missipawistic, but we still know each other's names. Written in December of 2006, Names by Ovid Mercredi, and that is how they open this book of essays and research findings, writings, reports. Part 1, The Evolution of Hydroelectric Development in Northern Manitoba. Part 2, Impacts of Hydroelectric Development in Northern Manitoba. Part 3, Partnership Building and Hydroelectric Development. Part 4, What is Good Development? Legacy Building in the North. With many appendices. It's a book of over 400 pages. Brand new copy. File under Environmental Studies and Indigenous Studies from the U of M Press. Cover price of $31.95, but it's yours for free if you want to call for it today. We're giving books away in the Temple Tent Revival. I'm Kits Temple. And the number here is 204-774-6877 when I'm not on the mic. I have another book, if anyone's interested. This one's called Backyard Birds, An Introduction. It's by the artist Robert Bateman, who I hear wants to know why his work isn't included in the National Gallery collection. It says, here's a birding book with a difference. This is also a brand new copy of a book that was released quite a while ago now, because I remember this book when I was a librarian. Okay, 2005. And published by Scholastic. A birding book with a difference. Renowned wildlife artist and naturalist Robert Bateman invites young birders to discover the wonderful world of birds existing in their own backyards. This is chock full of Bateman's lifelike paintings and sketches. It also includes easy tips for identifying, feeding, and attracting birds of all kinds. No better way to start a lifelong adventure with birds. And this is a truly gorgeous book of almost 50 pages. It's a flat, it's like, you know, about the same shape as a sheet of paper, you know? And those are all available to our winners today. If you call in anytime, we've got some music going on here. Just call Kits and tell me who you are and what you're interested in. We've got In Our Backyard, Legacy of Hydroelectric Development, Backyard Birds, An Introduction, and the Judy Collins hardcover autobiography, which isn't in front of me at the moment, but I do have it available to get to you if you're a winner and you know how to win. You're already a winner listening to great shows like we have on 95.9. After this one comes Square Wave, I do believe. Yeah, I think that's in place for the last couple of weeks, at least. Square Wave, and then Active Voice, followed by Eclectic Residence, and the afternoon wraps up with Star Road Junction and Prog Rock. Evening time, we've got all sorts going on. We Build Hits, Red Box Radio, Dancehall Fever, so dance the night away. And then late night listening includes Shrimp Farm Crypto and then the Comic Book Radio Theater. Fantastic. Okay, back to the skies and the earth and the moon and the sun. Yeah, there's that Bruce Coburn record, Oh Sun, Oh Moon. I think I might have saved some of that for you over here somewhere. See if I can find him. Oh, Bruce. We made a list of some of the titles in there. Let's pick you out one that I really enjoyed. We're still tracking them down. So in the meantime, how about back to... See here? He's gone. We've moved everybody around now. This is Wynton Marsalis again. Here in the Temple Tent Revival. We're here till 1 p.m. today. That's coming up. It's about 47 minutes away. Pick up where we left off.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad people are out there listening and calling in and winning books. It warms the cockles of our hearts. So in a world where things don't always happen happily, I'm happy to say that the book on the hydroelectric complications of Northern Manitoba, and a very thorough look into the matter, too, that will be in our backyard, edited by Jill Blakely and Amy Cuff. Sorry, Amy Croft or Craft. See, I'm looking at something. We have all these different fields of vision in the room. Everything's at a different focal point. And we need to carry on, of course, with the beautiful music. And we mentioned, if you were listening back at the beginning of the show, mentioned a CD release event that happened last night at Must Be the Place on Stradbrook, just off Osborne, just on the west side of Osborne there, where Segovia's used to be. I think Must Be the Place has been there for a year or two already, and I only just heard about it for the first time and visited it, and very happy occasion that was, too. The CD release of Persistence from Chickadee. Paul Clausen drums, Fred Warner bass, Tyrion Plett keyboards. The guitar is played by Parker Beasley, and the alto and soprano saxophones on this record are brought our way by Nolan Gottfried. So that's the lineup. Cover art by Morales, somebody. Anyway, this is mastered by, oh, I can't read that, Donovan Ostropovich, like the Ostropovich, cellist, conductor. Okay, pianist, let's carry on. We're muttering. I'm going to play Peregrine because that's me wandering. And that's earthlings all the time, eh? Flying hither and yon, reaching beyond, sailing away. And here they are, Peregrine from Chickadee. We'll be right back.
push comes to shove, it's all about love. The sight of your smile fills my heart with light. There are days when tedium rules, others when you wish that were so. Push comes to shove, it's all about love. Or so it would seem, in the great to and fro. I could sail what's left of the seven seas. I could swim with the bears where the ice used to be. I could look in the mirror and blow myself a kiss. But reality calls and it comes down to this. The place that you hold in my life is the axis it all spins around. Push comes to shove, it's all about love. The ring of your laugh is the sweetest of sounds.
From O Sun, O Moon, that was Push Comes to Shove, Bruce Coburn. Good old Bruce, can't get enough of that good stuff. That's a great record from an old bird. It's Poetry Month, maybe we should listen to haiku. Well, if we have time, we'll fit it in. Haiku is an instrumental number on the same record. O Sun, O Moon, Bruce Coburn. Do I have a year for that? 2023 May. So it was released 3 years ago. And let's give a nod. Oh golly, there is so much that we didn't play that we were going to play that we haven't like weeks on end now, so we'll just keep moving around. But there is an architecture and design film festival happening right now. It's been happening for the last several years, it's getting up in numbers, so good on the architecture people in Winnipeg, the architect organization, whatever they... Okay, I'm bungling it all up again. And good for Cinematheque, too, where I was last night for a most interesting program. I'll tell you more about that one day, not today, maybe. And this is Oh, yeah. And we wanted to play something from a Canadian movie because it's Canadian Film Day on April 15th. You're tuned to Temple Tent Revival. This is 95.9 Campus and Community Radio. It's 12:30 in the afternoon now. We broadcast from the University of Winnipeg in downtown Winnipeg, Canada, which is in Treaty 1 territory. And we're, this program is on for another half hour still. And we're in Winnipeg, Canada. I think I said all those things because it's 12:30 and we can't forget to mention important matters. So a lot of tunes on this O Sun, O Moon that could have fit our topics today. What are the topics? Madmen and moons, and we were going to have something about mummies too. It's my mother's birthday, and shout out to the new mothers in the city. There's always new mothers, but one of our own. Yeah, from right here, one of our old Fantastic Friday alumna. She's a mumna. That alumna is a mumna. And so happy birthday to the baby. And congrats to all the family. Maybe we'll play something djembe related in the future. But I wanted to play quite a few pieces from Artemis. And I was telling you about this O Sun, O Moon record. When push comes to shove, doesn't that just remind you of a certain somebody and world affairs and people everywhere, and all of us, really. When you arrive, and they did arrive, they got back home safe again. And there were other tunes here. Oh, yeah. Orders. That's what you got to follow when you're an astronaut. And Into the Now. That's where the world is, usually, Into the Now. And things that have gone before, you know, it is Poetry Month, and I was going to play Dolores Keane, who passed away last month, or the one before that even. When was it? I want to bring on The Wind That Shook the Barley, and that was something I wanted to do 2 weeks ago and didn't, so we may or we may not. We've got some Robbie Burns here by, oh, there's so much, so how to pick, but I did want to play Artemis too. Oh, Artemis 2, isn't that cute? That's like, that was the name of the project that went into space. But we're talking about the René Rosness project. Okay, let's nod our hats. Top of the morning to Frank Lloyd Wright for the Design Festival movies.
Frank Lloyd Wright, I can't believe your song is gone so soon. I barely learned the tune so soon, so soon. I'll remember Frank Lloyd Wright, all of the nights we'd harmonize till dawn. I never left so long, so long, so long.
Architects make a man, architects make a man. Change your point of view.
When I run dry, I stop a while and think of you. Thank you.
harmonize, we harmonize till dawn.
I hide a water annie. The time flew by with endless heat, all twixt the late and the early. The small persuasion she agreed to see me through the valley. Corn rigs and barley rigs, corn rigs are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rigs with Annie. The sky was blue, the wind was still, the moon was shining clearly. I set her down where I could well among the rags of barley. I can't hear, was all my aid, I looked up me sincerely. I kissed her hour and hour again among the rags of barley. Corn rags and barley rags, corn rags are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags with Annie. My fond embrace, her heart was beating rarely. My blessings on that happy place among the rags of barley. But by the moon and the stars so bright that shone that night so cheery, see I shall bless that happy night among the rags of barley. Corn rags and barley rags, corn rags are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags with Annie. I hae been blithe with comrades dear, I hae been merry drinking, I hae been joyful gathering gear, and I hae been happy thinking. But oh, what a pleasure here I saw, those three times double fairly. That happy night was worth them all, among the rags of barley. Corn rags and barley rags, corn rags are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags with Annie. Corn rags and barley rags, corn rags are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags with Annie.
Ossian. And it isn't Lammas season right now because it's not halfway between the summer solstice and the autumn equinox. Rather, it's more like we're halfway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. But I didn't find a poem about that. All right, that was Robbie Burns. And here is sung by Ossian. About barley rigs and corn rigs. Speaking of barley, the wind that shakes the barley. That was a good movie too, but not a Canadian movie. That was Ken Loach, You should check it out. The Wind That Shakes the Barley. This is Dolores. You're saying, no, that's John Coltrane. Here she is, so. No fooling. In the Temple Tent Revival. Oh, it's all fooling in the Temple Tent Revival. You might say.
They sat within a valley green. I sat me with my true love. My heart it strove me to between the old love and the new love. The old for heart, the new that made me think on island Ely. While soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley. 'Twas hard the awful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us, but harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, in the mountain glen I'd seek at morning early, while soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley. 'Twas sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms round her flinging. The yeoman's shot burst on our ears from out the wildwood ringing. The bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died, while soft wind shook the valley. Blood for blood, without remorse, I've taken a Dullard's hollow and laid my true love's claypole corpse where I full soon must follow. As round her grave I wander drear, noon night and morn, with breaking heart, whene'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley. The wind that shakes the barley. Thank you.
Oopsie-daisy. Starting and stopping. Okay, I thought we might hear some Ryuichi Sakamoto. We were going to listen to some Ryuichi Sakamoto a while ago when it was the birthday of the Japanese composer. And it was also Buddha's birthday, at least for Japanese. It was. A lot of other places around the world will be celebrating it in early May or the end of April, but the Japanese like to celebrate it on April the 8th, Hanamatsura. Let's go back to this and we'll just slide into it. We're going to have Artemis, the jazz group Artemis, and there was a Norwegian duo. They had something very interesting I wanted to bring you as well, so see you soon. It's 12:45. I'm here for about 13-14 minutes. And then Square Wave. Thanks for joining me here on the Temple Temp Revival. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Next week at this time, Nicole and an electric chair. Find that piece we had here not that long ago. Thank you. got to go, and the next show is coming right up, and so is our last song. This is Lights Away From Home, of course, from Artemis, Rennie Rosness, Ingrid Jensen. Oh boy, we could have played Sights Unseen. There's a lot to choose from on this record that would fit in with those themes we're looking at today. And I just wanted to mention who was in the band, but the screen keeps changing on me here, so I guess you'll have to look them up. I know Rennie Rosness, it's one of her projects. And time to go. So here is Lights Away From Home, our final number of the afternoon. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Nicole and the Electric Chair are in next week, and Dustin and Square Wave are on deck. Oh, we didn't give away our baseball book. Okay, next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Keep winning books. Keep phoning in. See ya. Go to the Facebook page. That, too. I don't hear this record. Start them over, and we don't want to miss a beat.